Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So, America's Next Top Model, Jay Alexander, Jay Manuel, and Nigel Barker, who were all the judges on that show, canned on Friday.
Dang.
Now, Tyra is executive producer of that show, so she does have a lot of pull. They say that they're all friends. Nigel Barker's on hold, by the way. The ratings have been steadily going down for the show. I used to really love America's Next Top Model, and I don't know when I stopped loving it. The show just changed, and I don't know when it changed or what the change was, but it just changed. It wasn't the show that it started out, and I think they're on like season 18 now. Anyway, no longer with America's Next Top Model. Nigel Barker, how's it going?
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Real good. So as you understand it, what happened?
Well, I mean, listen, it's obviously never like a small story, and I think we're all very well aware that the ratings on Top Model, you know, have been going down over the past sort of couple of seasons. And, you know, listen, it's season 18 of America's Next Top Model. It's been on for a very long time. And we've all had, you know, almost a decade on television. And it's been extraordinary. And I feel that, to be honest, the ratings went down partly because the network didn't actually advertise the show on America's Next Top Model anymore, or, you know, on bus stands or on billboards or any of that kind of stuff. And people really weren't aware that it was on. And also people weren't crazy about the gimmicks.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of gimmicky episodes of the various different types of America's Next Top Model that were playing, the All-Stars and all the rest of it.
Nigel, do you feel that they changed the wrong thing? Like they could have done something else?
Personally, yes, I do. I mean, I feel in a way that, you know, if you listen to the fans were all like, oh, we loved how it was at the beginning, all that kind of stuff. And it's partly because if you, you know, when you have a great recipe, you know, you don't really want to sort of change it up. If you love your spaghetti bolognese at your favorite Italian restaurant and you go there, you want that when you get it.
Yeah.
You don't really want sort of something else with a different flavor or a different spice or a different thing, maybe for just a moment or for one night. But generally speaking, I think Top Model to a lot of people was a sort of almost became like a comfort food. And they loved it, and they loved who they were going to see and what they were going to get. And then it all started changing up. And if you look at the experience of Top Model, really, even changing out of the judges never really increased the ratings. In fact, you know, I think, you know, having Jay there, Miss Jay up at the judging panel for me was one of my most favorite experiences because he's so funny and hilarious.
Whose decision was this? Was this Tyra's? Was it somebody else's? Like, isn't she an exec producer on the show?
She is, and I feel that, I mean, obviously there must be an element where, you know, obviously she agreed to it, and I got the call from Tyra saying, you know, that it was, you know, it was goodbye, but at the same time it was a heartfelt one, and she was sorry, very sorry about it. And you know, and these things are never sort of single decisions. You know, there's a lot of people with CW and CBS and, you know, producers and backers and sponsors and God knows who else, and who probably didn't weigh in. And I don't think this is the end of it. And I actually think it's probably not really going to work. The fans have certainly had a backlash of reaction. And it's sad for us, too. I mean, obviously, there's an element of sadness to all of us. It's defined a decade.
Do you get the sense, or did you get the sense, that maybe Tyra didn't fight for you as much as she could?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that. I doubt it. I mean, you know, it's hard. I mean, I sat next to her for 10 years at that judging table, you know, and we're friends. And I know that for sure. Listen, I've survived the chopping block a few times. The other seat was sort of lovingly called the ejector seat by Miss J, because anyone you sat in it was only there for like a season or two before they got ejected out. And I managed to sort of sit there for long enough. So, you know, I went through a whole series of other people who were there. And, you know, in many respects, they relied on me to help kind of things work out at judging, because I knew the routine so well. And also, I was, you know, that was what you kind of hone your talent at, doing that and trying to give creative criticism that's also constructive and helps people and the audience can understand it, and it's in a soundbite, and it's all these things. And also, I loved it, you know, so that there's all those different elements to it. And on the flip side of all this, Top Model had a very tight exclusivity contract on me because I've been with them for so long, and there were many other opportunities that came my way that I was never able to really go for. And, you know, it opened up the floodgates for me to sort of try out a whole bunch of other different formats on television. And obviously, my photography still goes strong. I'm shooting an ad campaign this week, and I'm doing for Pamela Rowland, a big fashion designer, and I'm doing a Nine West TV commercial that I'm directing the week following, and what have you. And, you know, I turned 40 this week, believe it or not.
Wow.
So it's a sort of a, you know, top model has defined my 30s, and let's see what the next decade holds.
The thing that the fans want to know is, you know, with all the changes that happen on Top Model and with the ratings dropping, you know, the one question that everybody wants to know is, you know, whether it's your firing or the ratings, do you blame Tyra?
No, I don't blame Tyra. At this point, it's not a blame game. I actually thank Tyra for giving me an opportunity for the past 10 years. You know, listen, as much as you can say, oh, I got fired, you can also say, well, listen, I also had 18 seasons of America's Next Top Model.
Do you think the show, do you think the ratings are going to go down even farther now? What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, my gut tells me that, listen, even if there's a blip at the initial part, I mean, and listen, I who knows, maybe something extraordinary is going to happen and they've cast amazingly well and it's going to be the most exciting group of people that's ever had hit television. But we've tried that already.
Yeah, if all the planets align and everything goes well.
You did not make that sound very believable that you believe that.
Other than that, I feel that it's a huge mistake, and that Jason and myself are going to be enormously missed. And I'll tell you what, we're not going anywhere. We, you know, look out for all of us doing something exciting soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Nigel. You do have a lot of fans, and we thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure, guys.
Okay, take care, bro.
Wake your ass up. The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.